Proverbs 16:11 says, "A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work." Years ago, I started trying to understand money. I thought it would be a boring task filled with numbers and nameless figures. What I've found since is anything but boring. I should have known that a study of money would be important because of what the Bible says about it. For example, in Matthew 6:24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." And in 1 Timothy 6:10, Paul wrote these God-inspired words in his first letter to Timothy, saying, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." I found that money was behind most wars. Many assassinations are linked to the control of the money system. The histories of the first and second banks of the United States, as well as the modern Federal Reserve banking system and control of our money by a secret cabal of globalist bankers, they all read like crime novels. I would invite you to watch Money Masters documentary, as well as The Secret of Oz, both produced by William T. Still, S-T-I-L-L, and also read a book by G. Edward Griffin titled The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, if you want to dig in to that subject. But one very interesting book that went back to the very beginning of money and its whole history that brought us up to the time of about the founding of the United States was a book titled The History of Money by Jack Weatherford. And what you'll find is that the major problem with money in practical day-to-day terms is the lack of just weights and balances. One of the early forms of money was a tally stick. It was literally a stick of wood or bone or ivory or stone in which notches would be cut into it. We don't have time to explain the whole thing, but when you learn about how it works, you can see that it was a system that was built on trust. That's a real problem when it comes to sinful man. The same is true with coins. From the earliest times, $10 worth of gold was made into a coin and it was worth $10. The same was true for silver or nickel and copper coins. But people would shave a tiny bit off of each coin every time they got them until they'd have enough to then melt that into another coin. And it was worth, if it was gold, $10 again. Free money! But you can see how that was stealing, and it would eventually leave the original coins worth less than their original amount each time a tiny sliver was shaved off. And today's Federal Reserve System is doing the exact same thing with our money. You get a certain number of dollars. It's placed into your account now digitally. But the Fed raises interest rates. Prices go up on everything. You shave off the worth of your money. With each passing year, each dollar that you have is shaved and it's worth less. And that private secret cabal that runs the Fed continues to enrich itself. Eventually, this cabal will join the Antichrist and enslave humanity, which is left behind after the rapture. Revelation 13 describes this future event that may take place very soon. And the entire wicked setup will be coming because of man's ignorance, willfully, of our proverb, which says, "A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work." And as we also read in Proverbs 20:23, "Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good." The Antichrist, the Fed, and all the crooked money schemes are wicked, and God hates the whole mess. So be fair in your dealings with others, because when you are unfair and dishonest, let's say you cheat, you are actually acting in the spirit of Antichrist in Revelation 13 and not the spirit of Jesus Christ.